you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, in the healthcare industry, along with education and law enforcement, about staffing, and we've had some conversations about occupancy in our nursing homes. I also want to talk about the Caring Hands Awards as well. Mag, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on today.
It's good to have you. It's good to get a sense of how things are going. And so I'll just ask you, before we get into some specifics, you know, how are things going at Connecticut's nonprofit nursing homes?
Things are going well, thank you. And thanks for asking. We've been through a couple tough years, as you know, but we have really, we're coming through the pandemic, doing a really nice job in our nursing homes. We're facing some post-pandemic issues that we are trying to solve right now with our legislature and with the health of the state agencies, and really reaching out to the public. And that, of course, the issue is workforce.
Yeah. So when you say post-pandemic issues, one is workforce. What else?
Really, workforce is the issue. And because of workforce, we have had to reduce our capacity. So many people are limiting the admissions to their nursing homes, to their home health care agencies, because they just don't have, quite frankly, they don't have the people to fill the positions that they need to be able to work to full capacity.
So, you know, capacity is down, and you're saying it's because of you can't staff it to do the proper care for a full facility. But we've also been told, like, a lot of people, older folks, like my, you know, I talked to my parents and their friends, there maybe some people have to, but there's maybe a little less inclination to go to nursing homes now post-pandemic. Do you find that to be the case too?
We did find that during the pandemic, but the census, the number of people that are entering nursing homes has continuously grown. We're now at about, around 83% and 84% full. And before the pandemic, we were around 88%, 87%. So we're going, Connecticut, unlike the rest of the country, is actually coming back in capacity. And of course, we use our nursing homes in Connecticut quite a bit for post-acute care. So for short-term rehab after a hospital stay, and those are the admissions that we really want to be able to receive, so that older adults and adults who are leaving a hospital for a need and are in need of short-term rehab have a place to go to quickly rehab and return home.
Mag Morelli joining us, president of Leading Age Connecticut, of course representing nonprofit nursing homes here in Connecticut. When it comes to what's happening at the Capitol to help out, what is possible?
Well, right now we are looking for a workforce. We need to train a workforce, not just for today, but for the future in aging services. That's a wide range of opportunities out there between nursing homes, assisted living, home health agencies.
What sort of help comes from the state level?
What we're looking for is people to help people receive training. We receive training both in, like, nursing assistant training, nursing training, expand the nursing training slots with throughout the state, help people to pay for this education, and then also help for sort of some of the wraparound services. Many of the workforce, the staff members for aging services need a bus line, they need daycare, they need to supports to help them to maintain the positions and the jobs. Because, as you know, we're open 24/7, we need people for all three shifts. It's really it takes a village to staff a nursing home.
What is the biggest sort of drain on it? Is it that the careers, they're not compensating enough? I mean, what is the shift that's made it much more difficult to, because let's honest, like, it's true in education too. I mean, the cost benefit analysis or what have you, it's not as appealing if you can't, you know, support a family or support yourself. I mean, is it just about the money?
It's not just about the money. It really takes, you know, people who work in aging services, it's really a calling. They need to have a passion for the work. It's not an easy job, but it can really make a difference in someone's life and a family's life to be able to care for older adults. So you need someone who really has that sort of mission-driven passion to work with older adults, and then you need to give them the opportunity to be able to enter that career. We've really become quite competitive in our, not just our wages, but our benefits. And we're also very flexible in the hours that you can work. So I think people need to realize there are different positions you can work in a nursing home, and also you can look and see if you need to work evenings, if you need to work early mornings, late nights, that all of these opportunities are out there. And if you find, particularly a leading age member, nursing home or assisted living community, really is a mission-driven work environment, and the culture is wonderful, and you can really find a fulfilling, satisfying career. But people need to be, you know, we need to reach out and find those people. We need to open our arms and welcome them into the sector, the aging services sector, show them all the opportunities, and provide them with the training and the schooling that they need to be able to further their careers.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, Connecticut's got a lot of segments of the economy that just are having trouble finding workers. We know there's 97,000 open jobs right now in the state of Connecticut. We're talking with Mag Morelli, president of Leading Age Connecticut, of course, representing nonprofit nursing homes here in the state. Today, a big luncheon today, Caring Hands Award luncheon at the AquaTurf. Just tell us about what you're doing.
Oh, it's a wonderful day. You know, Leading Age Connecticut, we're a membership association, and we represent the nonprofit aging services organizations, not just nursing homes, but assisted living and home health care agencies. And all of us get together this one time in the year to recognize and honor a group of very special nursing aides who are nominated by their own organizations. It gives us an opportunity to pause and celebrate what's good in our sector and within our organizations, and that's our caregiving staff. You know, the dedicated, compassionate caregivers who care for the older adults who we care for every day. So it's really a wonderful celebration, something I look forward to every year.
Is it a surprise, or can you give some people shout-outs here on the radio?
It's not a surprise. We have nursing aides coming from right down the street from the AquaTurf and Mulberry Gardens. We have people coming from Hartford Health Systems. We have people from Jerome Home and Masonic Care and all over the state, Jewish Senior Services down in Bridgeport, coming up to the AquaTurf today to celebrate. We have a local celebrity coming that makes it extra special. And it's just really, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, you can say his name. It's fine. Scott's
good. Oh, Scott Haney? Scott Haney's coming. He's so wonderful. He gives us his time every year and makes the event so, so special for all of the nursing aides that are there.
Well, have fun. And I hope
for all of us that are there, really.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's hard work and it's great work, and we appreciate it, Meg. Have a great day and have a good luncheon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.